His Divine Grace, Srila Bhai Charanarvinda Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Jai Om Vishnupad Paramahamsa Parivrajakacharya Astatarasata Sri Shrimad. His Divine Grace, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Maharaj Thakur, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Srila Namacharya Haridas Thakur Ki Jai. Ananta Koti Vaishnavinda Ki Jai. Prem Sagahosh Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaitadadhar Shivasti Gora Bhaktavinda Ki Jai. Sri Sri Radha Krishna Gopinath Shamakur Radha Kunda Giri Govardhan Ki Jai. Sri Vrindavan Dham Ki Jai. Sri Mayapur Dham Ki Jai. Sri Jagannath Puri Dham Ki Jai. Shri Pandharpur Dham Ki Jai. Ganga Mai Ki Jai. Jumuna Mai Ki Jai. Chandrabhaga Mai Ki Jai. Tulsi Maharani Ki Jai. Bhakti Devi Ki Jai. Granth Raj Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai. Sri Sri Gauranitai Ki Jai. Shri Shri Jagannath Baladev Subhadra Ki Jai. Shri Shri Radha Pandrinath Ki Jai. Nitai Gaur Premanande. Hari Hari Bol. All glories to the assembled devotees. Hey Krishna. All glories to the assembled devotees. Hey Krishna. All glories to the assembled devotees. Hey Krishna. All glories, all glories, all glories, all glories to Sri Sri Guru, Sri Sri Gauranga. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.
Today we're reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 7, Chapter 13, Text Number 9. Jayo, Bhantarai Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai. Om Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Bhagavati Uttama Shloke Bhakti Bhagavati Naishtuki. Krishna Vasudevaya Devaki Nandanaya Cha Nanda Gopakumaraya Govindaya Namo Namaha. Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 7, Chapter 13, chapters entitled The Behavior of a Perfect Person. Text number 9. Nayate ashrama prayo dharma hetu mahatmanah shantasya samachitasya Vibhad Uta Vajajet. Please chant along with me. Nayatir Ashrama Prayo. Dharma Hetur Mahatmanah. Santasya samachitasya vidyad uttava chajet nayatir ashrama prayo dharma hetur mahatmanah. Santasya samachitasya bhibhridyad utava chajet. Synonyms: na, not, yatehe, avasanyasi, ashramaha, the symbolic dress, redunda and kamandalu, prayaha, almost always, Dharma Hetu, the cause of advancement in spiritual life. Maha Atmanaha, who is factually exalted and advanced. Shantasya, who is peaceful. Samachitasya, who has attained the stage of being equipoised. Bibhridyat, one may accept such symbolic signs. Uta, indeed. Va, or. Chajet, one may give up. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Srila Abhay Charanaravinda, Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Translation. A peaceful, equipoised person who is factually advanced in spiritual consciousness does not need to accept the symbols of a sannyasi, such as the tridanda and kamandalu. According to necessity, we may sometimes accept those symbols and sometimes reject them. Purport. There are four stages of the renounced order of life: Kutichak, Bahudak, Parivrajakacharya, and Paramahamsa. Herein, Srimad Bhagavatam considers the Paramahamsas among the sannyasis. The Mayavadi impersonalist sannyasis cannot attain the Paramahamsa stage. That is because of their impersonal conception of the Absolute Truth. Brahmeti Paramatmeti Bhagavan iti Shabdite. Srimad Bhagavatam 1.2.11. The Absolute Truth is perceived in three stages, of which Bhagavan, or realization of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is meant for the Paramahamsas. Indeed, Srimad Bhagavatam itself is meant for the Paramahamsas. Paramo Nimatsaranam Satam. Srimad Bhagavatam 1.2.112. Unless one is in the Paramahamsa stage, he is not eligible to understand the Srimad Bhagavatam. For Paramahamsas or sannyasis in the Vaishnava order, preaching is the first duty. To preach, such sannyasis may accept the symbols of sannyas, such as the danda and kamandalu, or sometimes they may not. Generally, the Vaishnava sannyasis, being Paramahamsas, are automatically called Babajis, and they do not carry a kamandalu or danda. Such a sannyasi is free to accept or reject the marks of sannyas. His only thought is, where is there an opportunity to spread Krishna consciousness? Sometimes the Krishna consciousness movement sends its representative sannyasis to foreign countries where the danda and kamandalu are not very much appreciated. We send our preachers in ordinary dress to introduce our books and philosophy. Our only concern is to attract people to Krishna consciousness. We may do this in the dress of sannyasis or in the regular dress of gentlemen. Our only concern is to spread interest in Krishna consciousness. Nayatir ashrama prayo dharma hetur mahatmanaha santasya samachitasya Bidriyad Utava Chajan Om Jnana Chimandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Unlilitam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Swayarupa Kudamaya Kudati Svapadantaka Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yutta Padakamala Shri Guru Vaishnava Shri Rupa Sarvajata Sahagana Raghunathandita Tamsa Jiva Sadvaita Sarvaduta Parijana Sahita Krishna Chaitanya Deva Shri Radha Krishna Pada Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhamitamscha Namah Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swaminiti Namane Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharane Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Aschachadeshikani Vanshakalpachadescha Kripa Sindhyayavacha Patitanam Bhavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadha Shri Vasari Gaura Bhaktivinoda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Rukam Kirti Vacharam Bhangam Vangayate Yuri Yakripa Tamaham Bande Shri Guru Dhinatayana Paramananda Maravam Shri Chaitanya Nishtanam Hare Krishna. So it is my good fortune to be with all of you this morning here for our Srimad Bhagavatam class on our international online Bhagavatam festival. I'm not a very good speaker, but I'll do my best, and I'm seeking all of your blessings that I may speak something of value and for my own purification. Before I begin, I'd like to express my gratitude to the Sannyas Ministry and the organizers of the International Online Bhagavatam Festival, and also the ISKCON Bhagavata Mahavidyalaya for this wonderful opportunity to participate in this auspicious festival. Thank you so much. I'm very grateful to you. In this section of Srimad Bhagavatam, we are hearing about Narada Muni instructing Yudhisthira Maharaj. And during the previous class, which was given by His Grace Prana Govinda Prabhu, my dear friend and mentor, we're hearing about the different ashrams in the society. Lord Krishna has declared in the Bhagavad Gita, in the fourth chapter, text number 13. Chaturvarnya maya shrishtam guna karma vibhavashaha tasya kartram apimam vitya kartram avyayam. That these four ashrams are created by me, brahmacharya, grahastha, vanaprastha, and sannyas. And Krishna says, even though I have created this system, I am not subject to this system. I am above this system. But we are subject to this varnashram system, and we should follow. And we're so fortunate to receive these instructions of Srila Narada Muni via our founder Acharya, Abhaichana Vinda Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, in the Srimad Bhagavatam. And this Srimad Bhagavatam is so powerful that it will create a revolution in the lives of an impious civilization. And how to create that revolution? By transforming the inner consciousness. And as a result of the inner consciousness being transformed, eventually the externals will also be transformed. In today's verse, we will hear Narada Muni explain that for a sannyasi, the externals are not so important. Whether one carries a danda or one carries a kamandalu, it is not so important. What is important is the internal consciousness. And that is the effect of Srimad Bhagavatam, to create a revolution in the internal consciousness. And then in the externals, they will follow. There's a beautiful verse that I love very much in the first canto, fifth chapter of Srimad Bhagavatam. Tadvabhisargo janataga viplavo yasmin pratishloka abhavatyahi. Namani anantasya yashon kintaniyat shrinvanti gayanti grinanti sadhavaha. Tadvag visargo janatagra viplavo. That these words, tadvach, vag, these words, janataga viplava, will create a revolution amongst the people. Yasmin pratishlokam abhavatyapi. And even if imperfectly composed, this message of Bhagavatam is so powerful. Tadvad visargo janataga viplava. Yasmin pratishlokam abhavatyapi. Namani anantasya yashon kintaniyat. Because this Bhagavatam contains the name, the form, the qualities, the leelas, the pastimes, the entourage, the dham of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Shrinvanti gayanti grinanti sadhavaha. And therefore shrinvanti, they will hear, gayanti, they will sing, and grinanti, they will accept this message. All those men who are thoroughly honest will accept this message. Those who are nirmatsaranam satam, those who are free from envy. And thus the heart is purified and society is purified. Gandhi, father of our nation in India, Bharat Mata ki jai, Mother India ki jai. I'm thinking too, applied for naturalization here in India after being based in India since 1992, about 28 years. So, Father of the Nation, Gandhi, he said, be the change that you want to see in this world. Be the change that you want to see in this world. So naturally, to please Srila Prabhupada and please all the Acharyas and the Vaishnavas, we want to see the whole world become Krishna conscious. We want to see the whole world become happy. And that happiness and satisfaction is only possible through Krishna consciousness. Brahma Bhuta Prasanatmana Sochati Nakanchati. That one who becomes Krishna conscious, he becomes Brahma Bhuta Prasanatma, fully happy and satisfied. Na Sochati Nakanchati. There's no hankering, there's no lamentation. This is the effect of Krishna consciousness. So be the change you want to see in the world. So let us become Krishna conscious, and then we can help others become Krishna conscious. And just by ourselves becoming Krishna consciousness, we can help create that positive change in the world. Bharata Bhumite Hoy Manusya Janma Jam Janma Sartaka Kari Parupakar. Lord Chaitanya has given the instruction, Bharata Bhumite Hoy, that those of us who are born in Bharat, or those of us who are endeavoring for Krishna consciousness, in one sense that is also Bharata Bhumite Hoy. I was receiving my first initiation in 1993 in Sri Mayapur Dham. Sri Mayapur Dham ki jai. And I received my second initiation in 1996 in Sri Pandharpur Dham, where I am now. We're here in Pandharpur. It's about 102 degrees Fahrenheit, and there's no air conditioning. And there's a fan going slowly. Sri Pandharpur Dham ki jai. So, Bharata Bhumite Hoy Manusya Janma Ja. One who's taken a human birth, Manusya Janma, especially in Bharat. But anyone who's taken a human birth, Janma Satakakari Parupakar, one should make one's life successful by becoming Krishna conscious. And then one should help others make their lives successful by becoming and distributing Krishna consciousness. So this is what is important to us as Vaishnavas. This is what is important to us as followers of Srila Prabhupada, to distribute Krishna consciousness. The outward dress, the outward paraphernalia, whether we carry a danda or a kamandalu, or if we carry a walking cane like Srila Prabhupada carried, or if we carry a thermos with some hot water instead of a kamandalu, this is, we have to do what is practical, what is the needful. You can tell a tree by the fruits that it gives. So our endeavors to spread Krishna consciousness and our use of externals, the effect of them, that will be the proof of how effective our preaching or outreach qualities are. I was in Canada recently, 1 or 2 years ago, and I was with one sannyasi, and we went for Harinam Sankirtan, maybe Montreal or Toronto. And the sannyasi, actually there were two sannyasis with us. One was very senior, Prabhupada disciple, and he is the GBC, His Holiness Bhakti Marg Swami Maharaj. Bhakti Marg Swami Maharaj ki jai. And the other was second generation sannyasi. So the second generation sannyasi said, Maharaj, can I carry my danda when we go for Harinam Sankirtan? So Bhakti Marg Swami Maharaj, if I remember correctly, He said, yes, you do whatever you want. If it makes you feel good, if you feel it's appropriate, you can carry it. So the sannyasi carried it. And then the next day we went again for Harinam, and that sannyasi left the danda home. So I could understand that based on the mood and the perception he had of the people, he felt it was more appropriate to leave it home. As Srila Prabhupada says in the purport of this verse, that sometimes the danda and kamandalu are not very much appreciated in the Western countries. So we have to do what is practical. You can tell a tree by its fruits. We want these good fruits, these ripe mangoes. We want the ripe mango of people appreciating Krishna consciousness and recognizing the value of Krishna consciousness and seeing how they could personally be benefited by accepting Krishna consciousness in their own lives, just as we have also been benefited. So as I mentioned in my last class, that His Holiness Bhakti Prabhav Swami Maharaj, also one of my mentors, told me that we should focus on 3 points in the class. So I'm going to focus on 3 points here. So Narada Muni is speaking to Yudhisthira Maharaj, and in the last class, Prana Govinda Prabhu's verse, it was a discussion about how grahastha life is not for unrestricted sex. I was the secretary for Param Puja Lokanath Swami Maharaj for more than 10 years, and during that time, one devotee wrote him a letter, and he said, Guru Maharaj, my wife is pregnant. We're going to have a child. Please give me your blessings. And then Guru Maharaj said to me, he says, he's supposed to ask for my blessings before they do that. And I was a little bit surprised, because coming from my Western culture, or lack of culture, that was a new thing for me, that the grahasthas, they should approach the guru for blessings before conceiving. Now recently, I was again, my guru was a secretary, actually we're staying in the same building now in Pandurpura. And one couple, again, different couple, they wrote to Guru Maharaj, and they said, Guru Maharaj, we've been celibate since our marriage. Now we want to engage in Garbhodan Samskar, to have a child to raise in Krishna consciousness. Please give us your blessings. So Guru Maharaj was very pleased to give those blessings. And I could see, yes, this is the proper culture for grahastha life in Krishna consciousness. Actually, all of us should execute some control of the senses in order to be a good instrument in distribution of Krishna consciousness and spreading this movement all over the world. Vacha vegam manasa krodha vegam jiva vegam udara pasta vegam etan vegan yo visheta dhiram sarvam apimam pratibim sishishat. I was so the person who can tolerate the urge to speak, the mind's demands, the pushing of the tongue, the belly, and the genitals. Such a person becomes qualified to make disciples all over the world. So the chapter continues, Brahmachari life, and Pran Govinda Prabhu spoke 18 rules for Brahmacharya yesterday. You can find the class online. Prabhu is a wonderful speaker, wealth of knowledge. Even in the beginning of this 12th chapter, Narada Muni explains the life of the Brahmachari. Brahmachari gurukule vasandanto gurohitam acharam dasavam nicho guru sudhriva sodaha. Narada Muni said, a student should completely practice controlling his senses. He should be submissive and should have an attitude of firm friendship for the spiritual master. With a great vow, the brahmachari should live at the gurukula. only for the benefit of the guru. Guror hitam. Hitam means benefit. Brahmacharya's life is purely for the benefit of the guru, and with no personal ambitions or plans for oneself. Brahmacharya's life is for the benefit of the guru. Last night, I was about to go to sleep at 7:30 p.m. It's nice here in Pandharpur. If you could sleep early, you can wake up early. These early morning hours that Srila Prabhupada used to translate are wonderful for all kinds of spiritual activities, chanting, hearing, shravanam, kirtanam, vishnu smaranam, etc., etc., etc. But I received a call from my Guru Maharaj at 7:30 to come and meet him. So I went to meet him and we had a discussion about a preaching program that is going on right now. It is called Kirtan Fest India Online. And you can find it on Facebook, Kirtan Fest India Online. And it's 12 hours a day, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. And devotees from all over India and all over the world are participating in half-hour slots, one-hour slots, and doing kirtan. And it's just such a wonderful thing going on. So Guru Maharaj, he said, are you sending reports? It's such a wonderful thing. People should know about it. And he quoted our ISKCON India, ISKCON Communications in charge, His Grace Rajendranandana Prabhu Ki Jai. He's in New Delhi. So Rajendranandana Prabhu, or VN for his friends, he says that more nachiye, jungle may more nachiye, that there's a peacock dancing in the jungle. If there's a peacock dancing in the jungle, he can be dancing so beautifully. But if no one sees it dancing and no one knows he's dancing, then what is the use? So similarly, if we do something nice in Krishna consciousness, we should share reports so that other devotees become inspired. And in this case also, we want more and more devotees to participate, because Sankirtan, kirtan means glorification of the Lord, and Sankirtan means complete glorification of the Lord. So we want as many devotees as possible to come and join with us and join in the chanting of the holy names. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, 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 Hare Hare. So please join us at Kirtan Fest India Online. Now we begin the next chapter. And in this chapter today, we're hearing about sannyasis and the role of sannyasis in society. In the purport today, Srila Prabhupada mentions four different kinds of sannyasis. There's the Kutichak, Bahudak, Parivrajakacharya, and Paramahamsa. So Kutichak means you go to the Kutir. You leave your home, but you stay in a hut, a Kutir, on the outskirts, on the, just outside your village. And your family or some other people, they regularly bring you prasadam. This prasadam is always a cause of concern. It's one of the most difficult things to give up, is your daily food stuff coming regularly from the same place, same time. That takes a lot of surrender. Sarva dharman prichaja mamikam sharanam vaja aham tvam sarva papevyo mokshayi shanima suchaha. Krishna says, surrender everything, give up all dharmas. So eventually we have to give up even these kind of dharmas. But to reach that point of transcendence, engaging in this varnashram system, is helpful. Just like in order to travel from India to US, which I hope I don't have to do. In order to travel, you have to first go to the airport. You can't just take off from Pandharpur. You have to go to Delhi or Bombay or Pune. Go to the airport and then you catch the flight to US. Hopefully not. So, same way, in order to come to the level of transcendence, it's very helpful to properly practice the Varnashram system. Then, mam cha yo vyabhicharena bhakti yogena sevate sagunan samatityaitam brahma bhuyaya kyaute mam cha yo vyabhicharena. Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, 18th chapter, if one engages in my devotional service, bhakti yogena sevate, if one engages in bhakti yogena, manchayo vyabhicharena avyabhicharena. Vyabhicharena means broken, and avyabhicharena means constantly. If we constantly engage in bhakti yogena sevate, then sagunan samatityaitan, then these gunas sagunan samatityaitan, then we can overcome these gunas samatityaitan brahma bhuyaya kapate, can be situated on a transcendental platform. Srila Prabhupada mentions these four different stages in renounced order of life. Kutichak, Bahudak. Kutichak, as we said, you live on the outskirts of a village in a kutir, in a hut. Bahudak. Bahudak means you don't get your food from the same place all the time. It means you go around and you do madukari, like a bee. The bee will buzz around and visit different flowers and take honey or pollen from the different flowers, not just one flower. So this is Bahudak. And then Parivrajakacharya. Parivrajakacharya, he travels all over. Prabhupada mentions in the purport, one day, one place, travels around and distributes Krishna consciousness. Because he's a friend to all. He's so merciful. Titikshasvapunataha suridam sarvadehinaha ajata shatravan santa sadavaha sarubhushanaha. These are the symptoms of the great saintly person. Titikshasva, he's very tolerant. Purunataha, he's very merciful. Ajata shatravan santa, he doesn't have any enemies. He's very peaceful. Sadhavaha, sadhubhushanaha. He's very pious, religious. He follows religious principles. Think about Madhumakhi's coming. And then these are the qualities of the saintly person. Parivrajakacharya. Parivrajaka. He's traveling everywhere. He's showing the example, living the life, distributing Krishna consciousness, like Srila Prabhupada, like Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Maharaj. And like our current day, ISKCON sannyasis. And many grihasthas also, they're traveling everywhere and just distributing Krishna consciousness, internally sannyasis, which is a quality we should all strive for. We should be renounced internally of anything except our attachment to the lotus feet of Lord Krishna and his devotees and his service. And then ultimately, the Paramahamsa stage. The Paramahamsa is just completely free of all other thoughts except for being fully absorbed in Krishna consciousness. And he may even sit down somewhere and not be traveling and preaching like the Parivrajakacharya. Because he's so humble, And he sees everyone is more advanced than he is. And how can he preach? So he comes down to the Parivrajakacharya platform and distributes Krishna consciousness. And that is what we at ISKCON are looking for in sannyasis. We want them to travel and preach and be Parivrajakacharyas. Nowadays, during this COVID lockdown, the mood should also be there. Let us travel and preach. So we have to travel and preach utilizing the technology. And we can sit down in one place, but we can utilize this technology of internet and Zoom. And in this way, travel to so many places in the world simultaneously. It's very, very powerful. It's like a great yogic city that we can be in multiple places simultaneously. I heard that the great yogis, they can only manifest themselves in eight different personalities simultaneously. But using this technology, one can manifest oneself in 10,000 different places. I was speaking recently with my friends, Sandhya Mehta, Gauranga Prabhu, and Sarvajai Madhava Prabhu. And they said that at one point, they had utilized the technology to put different conferencing systems together simultaneously. And they had 10,000 devotees online simultaneously chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So I don't know what's going to happen with the TOVP. Maybe they'll put some social distancing circles. So those that are standing there have to keep some distance between them. So I don't know if 10,000 people will fit inside if the social distancing regulations remain in effect. And of course, we will follow all the government rules and regulations. Because the government and their rules, they're the authorities in India or everywhere. And we should always follow the laws of the local government because they're the kshatriyas, they're protecting the people. But we can always go online and distribute to tens and tens of thousands of people simultaneously utilizing technology. So this is what we're striving for. Parivrajakacharya sannyas. So how important are the externals? Is it important to carry the danda all the time? I was traveling with Parampuja Indradumna Swami Maharaj one time in Poland. And he was not carrying his danda. And we were doing many festivals. So one time he told me that I had a dream last night. And Srila Prabhupada came in my dream. And Srila Prabhupada said, why are you not carrying your danda? So then the next day, Indradumna Maharaj carried his danda to the festival. And Srila Prabhupada also told His Holiness Lokanath Swami Maharaj that it is very nice you are carrying your danda. Because whenever Guru Maharaj would go to see Prabhupada in his room, would go anywhere in Juhu, and when he took sannyas, he always carried his danda with him. And Srila Prabhupada liked that. So the danda can be very favorable, but in some circumstances, the danda is not favorable. And nowadays, I don't see anyone carrying a kamandalu. I just see devotees carrying a turnus. So, it's also interesting that in the early days when I was in Poland with Parampuja Indradumna Swami Maharaj, he used to prefer that devotees travel in Vaishnav dress, in dhoti, kurta, sari, like that. And Maharaj would always travel in his sannyas, lungi, uttariya, and kurta. But then one time Maharaj was in the airport and he was almost attacked by some young ruffians, hooligans. dacoits. And the police told Maharaj that it's better to travel in Western clothes. It's safer. Because in today's day and age, in Kali Yuga, people are so crazy that they may attack you at any time. And if a devotee is harmed, then he cannot perform his service as well. So we have to see when it is favorable and when it is unfavorable. This is Sharanagati, sign of surrender. Accept what is favorable and reject what is unfavorable. So we have to see when it is favorable to accept the signs of sannyas and when it is unfavorable to accept the signs of sannyas. And I just want to read a few quotes from you, from Srila Prabhupada. This is from 1977. Because sometimes the quotes are from the early days and devotees say, oh, that's from the early days. Prabhupada did different things later. So there are many varieties of quotes. I'll just read you a few. Rameshwar, they will not be so envious if they see that people who dress in Western style and keep their families and keep their jobs are also chanting Hare Krishna. Prabhupada, we simply say that, quote, you change your consciousness. Rameshwar, not change your dress, but change your consciousness. Prabhupada, no, we never said that. If you prefer that kind of dress, costly, you prefer it, but we are simplified. Nowadays, coat pant is very costly. If you can spend your money, costly dress, we have no objection. If they want to come in that dress, come in. If you want, come in. Rameshwar, I'm just saying it is a little difficult if they wear their dhoti. Prabhupada, no, dhoti. I don't say you have nice coat pants. I don't say you have to. I never said that. You have adopted it. Prabhupada laughs. I never said that you put on dhoti. So it's quite... There's another quote. Oh, I just want to give you the reference. That is from Srila Prabhupada Conversation, January 1977. And then Prabhupada says, Tilak must be there. And so far dressed is concerned, you can dress up to the taste of the modern people. Srila Prabhupada, Room Conversation, Bombay, March 31st, 1977. Better go and speak philosophy in your grihastha dress, not this dress. But you have nice coat pants, gentlemen. Who says no? I never said. Rather, I should be very glad to see that up-to-date gentlemen with tilak and sika are speaking. That is very prestigious everywhere. Why this false dress? What is wrong to become grihastha? So these are instructions for grihasthas, not necessarily for sannyasis, but still relevant. Srila Prabhupada, Room Conversation, Bombay, January 7th, 1977. I'm going to conclude with this one. Mr. Fail, Krishna consciousness seems to involve shaving the head and wearing saffron robes. How can an ordinary man caught up in family life practice Krishna consciousness? Srila Prabhupada, the saffron robes and the shaven head are not essential, although they create a good mental situation. Just as when a military man is dressed properly, he gets energy. He feels like a military man. Does that mean that unless he is in uniform, he cannot fight? No. In the same way, God consciousness cannot be checked. It can be revived in any circumstances, but certain conditions are helpful. Therefore, we prescribe that you live in a certain way, dress in a certain way, eat in a certain way, and so on. These things are helpful for practicing Krishna consciousness, but they are not essential. Mr. Fire, then one can be a student of Krishna consciousness while going about normal daily life? Srila Prabhupada, yes. Srila Prabhupada, Science of Self-Realization, Chapter 5. So it's very, it can be helpful to wear this dress, whether you're a sannyasi or a grihastha or a vanaprastha or a brahmachari. Personally, I also love to wear this dress. Even before I joined ISKCON, I was wearing a very similar dress. And it's very practical for sitting on the ground and engaging in meditation, and it's cheap, and it's very easy to wash and dry, and it's simple. It makes your life very simple. So when favorable for outreach activities, we can adopt the kamandalu, the danda, the dress. And when it's not favorable, then no need to carry the danda and kamandalu. And no need to wear the dress also, if it's not favorable for Krishna consciousness. Personally, I always like to travel in my dhoti and saffron robes. I meet people, I carry books, they come up to me, I distribute books, we speak about Krishna consciousness. But generally the places where I travel, I have not met many inimical people. I don't consider it that dangerous. Perhaps if I was traveling in Eastern Europe or Russia, I might behave differently. We have to accept what is favorable and reject what is unfavorable. And the most favorable thing is using things for the distribution of Krishna consciousness. So I'm getting ready to conclude. Before I conclude, I just wanted to say that if anyone has any questions or comments, they can put them as a comment in the Facebook feed or the Zoom feed, and Jagannath Prabhu, he will pass those comments, questions on to me. So in conclusion, the externals are not important, the internals are important. Srimad Bhagavatam creates a revolution in our consciousness, and as a result of this, a revolution in the whole society. Be the change that you want to see. And now I was discussing with my friend Shakti Vesh Avatar Prabhu from Russia, from Moscow, who has a wonderful program called Fortunate People, in which he encourages new people to chant Hare Krishna. You can see it, fortunate-people.com. Fortunate people. So he was saying he has an idea for a slogan, not be the change that you want to see in the world, but be the chant that you want to see in the world. So if we all chant Hare Krishna, and we share our chanting with others, and we do it visibly, now the best way to do it visibly is online. If we chant online and let other people see us chanting, then they also may take up this chanting of Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So we should use everything that we have available for us in this outreach, the distribution of Krishna consciousness. That's the main point. Rupa Goswami said, Anasaktasya Vishayan Yataho Rupayunjataha Nirbande Krishna Sambande Yukam Vairagyamunchate. So Anasaktasya Vishayan, don't be attached to the material things of this world. Be like a lotus flower in the water. Don't get wet. Yataham Upayunjata, but Yagya, Yunja, you should use them, utilize these things in Krishna's service. And Sakasya Vishayan Yataham Upayunjata, Nirbande. Don't be bound, don't be bound, don't be captured. Krishna Sambande, see the Sambanda, the relationship with Krishna. See how everything, Krishna Sambande, is related to Krishna. Yuktam Vairagya Muchate, this is yukta, utilizing Vairagya, being renounced, but at the same time using it for Krishna consciousness. Krishna Sambande, whatever we can use in relation to Krishna, We should use that in preaching, in outreach. And we should always strive internally for the highest aspirations of Krishna consciousness. Anya vilasita shunyam jnana karma anavitam anakulyena krishna anushilam bhakti tamam. That we should perform our bhakti, pure devotional service, just for the pleasure of Krishna, with a mood to please Krishna, without karma, without any tinge or contamination of jnana. And this is called the topmost pure devotional service. It should be very favorably done. Anukulyena, favorable to Krishna. Anukulyena, Krishna. Anya vilasita shunyam jnana karma anavatam anukulyena Krishna nishyam. This is uttama bhakti. This is the topmost devotional service. So I'd like to express my gratitude to all of you for attending this festival this morning. This festival, this international Bhagavat Tam festival online from ISKCON Bhagavata Mahavidyalaya. Thank you to the Sannyas Ministry. Thank you, Jagannath Prabhu, for the technical assistance. We all need a little help from our friends. And most of all, I'd like to thank the founder, Acharya of ISKCON, His Divine Grace, Abhay Charanaravinda, Bhakti Vedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Srila Prabhupada accepted what was beneficial, rejected what was not beneficial for the spreading of Krishna consciousness. And he did it so expertly, and as a result, we are all here together today, and the Krishna consciousness movement, the Krishna consciousness movement is expanding all over the world. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Mantra Shimbhavitam ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Yuga Dharma Harinam Sankirtan ki jai. Nitai Gora Premanande Hari Hari. I don't see any comments. I don't see any questions. So we'll take your leave and just hope and pray for your prayers and blessings that we can advance in Krishna consciousness. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.